stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Brother Johnson, with the passing of Thanksgiving just recently, I think God has shown me more than ever we need to enjoy our families whenever we can, because a time will be coming very soon when it won't be possible. So love them all and reach out to them with the light that God has planted in you. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
You're right there, Sister Sharon. Families are so precious. We shouldn't waste time by not being with them, especially in the holidays. Get ready. Jesus is coming very soon. Praise the Lord, my dear listening friends. Are you ready tonight to hear about the truth? I am about to open your eyes to the truth, exposing the false, on the Prophecy Power Half Hour. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4 reads like this, "Who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God." My, oh my dear friends, if this program scares some of you, the bad news is it may indicate that you are totally unprepared in your heart for the troublesome days we are experiencing now, and even worse, those that are ahead. But, the good news is, fear not, little flock, stand on 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4, for comfort is the key to your heart problem. The bad news is you cannot comfort others when you are not comforted. But again, the good news is once you are truly comforted by the knowledge that the God of all comfort is your comforter, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3, you, can comfort others. Amen. And please know that the I Am has sent me unto you. Glory to God. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends, and those that listen to this program will truly be informed and ready, Christians. The times of the end are not coming, they're here. So get it right and get it ready. This true truth, God-ordained program, is spiritual. Therefore, it needs your support and prayers, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. No matter what the amount, they all add up to keep Signs on the air. And by doing so, you comfort others. My, oh my. Now, for another Last Days, End Times, quick Bible study from the original King James Version, not the new King James, the original. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 11 and 12. "And we desire that every one of you do shew the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises." Watchman comment, that word slothful, Greek nothros, means slow, sluggish, dull. My, oh my, I have seen so many preachers that were so dull, even though they were reading or trying to explain the scriptures, they would put me and others right to sleep. This verse tells us not to be followers of that type of a person, but instead to follow them who through true truth, faith, will inherit the promises. My. Brother Johnson, God's called and ordained watchman, will not put you to sleep. Hardly. I will wake you up and shew you the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. Some may think I'm a bit forceful on the air, and that is true because I am not called to be slow, sluggish, or dull. I am called to do what will wake you up and get you ready, the true truth. So stop being no-throws and trying to hold me or this program or its true truth listeners back and repent. The time is short. The day of Christ's return is at hand. Are you watching and ready? Enough said. Get right and get ready. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's be no-throws tonight on this True Truth program as we get right and get ready, proclaiming, Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 2:8.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
Yea, saith God, for out of Zion comes a thunder, a voice, a signal to the remnant of God, and the peoples of the earth. The time is short. The day of the Lord is at hand. And all who resist this call, this warning, will find themselves in torment in the last days, saith the Lord. For only those with an eye to see and an ear to hear will respond to my voice and to my call, saith the Lord. Only those will find a refuge in me through my holy word, saith God.
For it is as of the days of Nineveh, when my judgment was to be poured out upon that land, and did I not spare it, because its people humbled themselves before me. Yea, I say unto you, if you will do as Nineveh did, and cry out to me, turn away from your wicked ways, and humble yourself before me, will I not spare you, my child? Do not wait, it is your turn to come unto me, says the Lord.
And now, my dear friends, a True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study by Brother Johnson from the original King James Version. Because on this program, and I do mean that on this program, you get the true truth right from God's holy words, not the doctrines of mere men. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 7, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 10, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. Watchman comment, did you know your faith is being tried daily? Yes, it is. Just like pure gold, it is tried in the fire that no impure thing might remain in you. Amen and amen. But, my friends, unlike gold, even the purest of gold, your pure faith, when you get it there, will remain long after gold is cast as worthless into the streets. Amen. Lamentations chapter 4 verse 1. How is the gold become dim? How is the most fine gold changed? The stones of the sanctuary are poured out in the top of every street. Ezekiel chapter 7 verse 19. They shall cast their silver in the streets. Their gold shall be removed. Their silver and their gold shall not be able to deliver them in the day of the wrath of the Lord. My dear listening friends, did you know that Yahweh uses gold as asphalt to pave the streets of heaven? Original King James Version, Revelation chapter 21, verse 21. And the streets of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. My, oh my, I told you, and I can assure you, your faith is more important than all the gold in the unsaved world. Get my point? Enough said, get right and get ready. The last days are upon you, my friends. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Glory to God. You should be happy about that. My friends, Benjamin from North Dakota, Mark from New York, Eddie, Kansas, Bobby, Virginia, and Juanita, Virginia, have in the Spirit of the Lord sent their WOW, WOW, walk on water, love gifts, and I bless them for obeying the Spirit of the Lord and sponsoring tonight's program. Because without sponsorship of love offerings being sent to Post Office Box 122, I would not be on the air tonight and you would not hear this program. And that's the truth, folks. Father, I just pray, bless all those tonight, Lord. Benjamin, Mark, Eddie, Bobby, Juanita. Lord, just bless their hearts. Bless their hearts to have given to support your program, Lord. Meet their every need. Strengthen and encourage them and help them to be overcomers. Hallelujah and amen. Also, Lord, bless all the others who make each of your science programs possible, Lord. All those, every single one that led up to tonight's program, you know who they were. And you know, Lord, because it was you who touched their hearts to give. And you also know their every need. Bless them abundantly, Lord. Amen and amen. And please, Lord, please continue to bless all the listeners, Lord, as you touch them with your true truth and expose the false. Speak to them also, Lord, when you would have them send support. Amen and amen. Now, the prophecy news behind the news. With my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Meet your future FEMA camp, an actual prison rebranded as a refugee center. Imagine, for a moment, that you have lost your home in a natural disaster, like Hurricane Sandy, and, with it, most of your possessions. It's wintertime. You live on the East Coast, and your old neighborhood has been leveled, so flat it's basically gone. What cash you have is being used for the most basic of necessities. You don't have enough money to move into a hotel, and even if you did, they're full anyway. You have nowhere to go. You are completely reliant on the government for subsistence. Sounds like the end days. Life is as bad as it can get, my friends. Or is it? You learn that you will be moved from the miserable tent city where you are now being housed to a new temporary facility that used to be, of all things, a prison. While some officials see this as the state making the best use of available resources, others see it as a prelude of things to come, should societal order break down at some point in the future. The reality is this. With so many residents now homeless, the state of New York is possibly going to reopen the recently closed Arthur Kill Correctional Facility on Staten Island as a way to temporarily house people displaced by Hurricane Sandy and the following winter storm. The facility, which was closed last December, served as a medium security prison. Officials say it has the capacity to feed and house as many as 900 people who now have nowhere else to go. My, the last days, the end times. They're not coming, folks. They're here, continuing. Destructive weather patterns and HAARP, H-A-A-R-P. Scientists investigate a possible connection. With the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy still fresh in the minds of Americans, many are questioning the possible link between destructive weather patterns and the High Frequency Active Research Program, H-A-A-R-P, in Alaska. Several researchers who study the science behind HAARP have come forward with concerns about the disruptions this technology causes in the ionosphere and the impact it has on earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis, and other natural disasters. Some also consider HAARP to be a new breed of weapon. HAARP is located in Gakuna, Alaska. It is a collection of antennas placed on a computer-controlled grid referred to as a phased array. The Navy and the Air Force manage the program. My, oh my. Continuing. Muslim Brotherhood Convention comes to Chicago, USA. For the second time in 2 months, stars of the Islamist movement in America will come together in the Chicago area, masquerading as the moderate Muslims we supposedly need to guide America and Americans. This time, it's the 11th annual convention of the Muslim American Society and the Islamic Circle of North America, happening on December 21st through 25th. In Chicago. Both the Muslim American Society and the Islamic Circle of North America are in a 1991 internal Muslim Brotherhood list of Muslim Brotherhood organizations and their friends. My, oh my. Do I have to say, I told you so? Okay, I told you so. I told you this was coming to America. Do you believe me now? Continuing. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the Prophecy News Behind the News. Watchmen. Just a few months ago, I reported on the very first group of genetically modified babies being created in the United States. The scientists stated that 30 babies were born using genetic modification techniques. In addition, two of the babies tested were found to contain genes from a total of 3 different parents. Geneticists state that this genetic modification method may one day be used to create genetically modified babies with extra desired characteristics such as strength or high intelligence. Interestingly enough, however, that day may come sooner than expected, at least for some of us. Even leading scientists are now pushing for selective breeding based on genetic makeup, handpicking genes of offspring, and even developing cloning technology to grow human hybrids and other bizarre experiments. While the mainstream media will have you believe that drugs to repair damaged genes is the answer, no one really knows the kind of dangers that could come from such advancements in science. We've already seen how genetically modified foods can cause tumors and even early death. Why wait to see what happens when altering the human genetic code? My, oh my. Continuing. Watchmen. Well, believe it or not, folks, there is one good thing about Obama getting rewarmed, reelected. The one good thing the reelection of Barack Obama has accomplished is a sleeping giant is awakening. Many people across America are concerned, and rightly so, as to what another 4 years of Obama and his Obamination administration is going to accomplish. Will all Americans be enslaved by the end of the next 4 years? Is America free anymore? Does America now have a dictator? Or maybe even an Antichrist? Oop, I said that, didn't I? Continuing. Hurricane Sandy, martial law, and FEMA camps. Rehearsal for future America. Executive orders have been on the books for a half a century now, empowering the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, to take control of everything from public and private communications, energy and transportation, to housing and more. Most disturbing is that these presidential decrees encompass the registration and seizure of people, including the separation of family members should the government find it necessary. During the 1980s, Iran-Contra hearings, Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North was questioned by Congressman Jack Brooks concerning North's role in the development of a continuity of government plan called REX 84, Readiness Exercise 1984, under which the U.S. Constitution would be suspended and people moved into FEMA camps in the event of a major disaster. Then on March 16, 2012, Barack Obama signed Executive Order 13603, titled National Defense Resources Preparedness. In this executive order, Obama essentially gave himself the authority to declare martial law in times of war or peace. The order outlines specific duties assigned to the heads of all major federal agencies who would form a Defense Production Act Committee. My. Continuing. Superbug MRSA found growing in U.S. wastewater treatment plants. A team led by researchers at the University of Maryland School of Public Health has found that the superbug methicillin-resistant Streptococcus aureus, MRSA, MRSA, is prevalent at several U.S. wastewater treatment plants. MRSA is well known for causing difficult-to-treat and potentially fatal bacterial infections in hospital patients, but since the late 1990s, it has also been infecting otherwise healthy people in community settings. This was the first study to investigate U.S. wastewater as a potential environmental reservoir of MRSA. The findings raise potential public health concerns for wastewater treatment, plant workers, and individuals exposed to reclaimed wastewater. Continuing, Israel hounded from every side, struggles to stay calm. Israel launched airstrikes that took out the head of Hamas military wing. This came after over 100 missiles from Gaza were fired at Israel. At the same time, there have been security issues from Syria and threats from Iran. It's just all around them, Israel that is, with Hezbollah to the north in Lebanon, then Syria probably needing a diversion to somehow manipulate the civil war and turn it on Israel. And then Iran threatening to shoot nuclear missiles. Israel is on high alert. Luke chapter 21, verses 20 and 22. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. Continuing. Doom, gloom, and despair is growing in the U.S. Northeast. In the weeks following Superstorm Sandy, as winter sets in with thousands of New Yorkers and New Jersey residents still reeling from the loss of their homes and property, for many the despair has gone into an intense anger as tent cities set up by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, begin to resemble prison camps. Moreover, the aftermath of Sandy is a story the mainstream media is largely ignoring. The tent camp referred to is ironically called Camp Freedom, but no one there feels free or secure or comfortable. Pictures included lines of outdoor porta-potties, of snow and ice penetrating the bottom of a tent, of an elderly woman sitting alone, huddling beneath a blanket. Everybody is angry in that camp. It's like being a prison, one Camp Freedom resident said. Watchman comment, welcome, my friends, to Obama's new world prepared just for Y-O-U. Continuing, is microchipping implanted in Obama's health care bill? Remember when you heard we have to pass it before we can know what's in it? That might not be the exact quote, but I'm hearing about an interesting bit of language inserted into the so-called Obamacare health care mandate. Seems to point to regulations for inserting RFID microchips into humans next year. This health care bill could pave the way toward the human population getting chipped in the future. Watchman comment, you can't say I didn't warn you. Continuing. Exit poll shows support for immigration enforcement, not amnesty. While amnesty-prone Obama won another 4 years, Americans themselves showed no excitement for amnesty for 20 million illegal aliens working and living within the United States. Dan Stein, president of the Federation for American Immigration Reform, spoke about the exit polls after the election, saying the majority of Americans want immigration laws enforced. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand, my friends. Watchmen Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. My dear listening friends, support for this program is truly always needed. Will you pray and ask the Lord what He would have you to send to help science stay on the air? Please respond if He speaks to you, especially if you appreciate this program and would miss it if it went off the air. Please pray, and if the Lord is touching your heart, write SIGN, spell SIGNSPO, box 122, town is Lyle, spelled LISLE. State is New York, just abbreviate that, NY. Zip code 13797. Leave your return address off an enclosed cash to remain anonymous if you want, but just please know that I never send letters asking for support. I truly thank you for writing and for helping to keep all the Signs radio programs on the air. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Bless you, and God bless you. Now, a devotional to help keep you informed, titled, Spring Ye Forth. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 19. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. My dear listening friends, the Hebrew word for dried up river bed is nashal. Israel has many of these. In Israel, it rains in the winter, but not in the summer. In the summer, those dry places stand as a testament of the rains that once fell and of the rains yet to come. Then, when they do come, the nashalim, plural for nashal, almost instantly fill with water. This is what the scripture means when it says, I will give you rivers in the desert. There is a promise in that for you and for me, my dear listening friends. You, like the Nashal, were made to flow with water and the life of the Spirit of God. My, my, my. When you are not connected to God, though, to His flowing waters, you may feel dry and empty and totally without purpose. But, you were meant to be overflowing. Not stagnant, but instead moving in the Spirit of the Lord. So that is why it could be you are feeling dry and empty in your life and in your walk. Praise the Lord! Yes, you can turn it around and praise the Lord. You can turn it into an opportunity when you feel dry to allow God to fill you with His rivers of living water. So, my dear listening friends, if you are dry and thirsty, turn to Almighty Yahweh today, and both the spiritual and natural waters will begin to flow again in your life. I guarantee it. Amen. The day of Christ is at hand, my friends. The last days are not coming. They are here. Get right, get ready, get ready, get ready. My, my, my. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now a preached altar call in a church service by Pastor Evans.
Are you going to make it to heaven? The time is running out. Listen, we love you. We don't have a lot of days left. Are you ready? Why don't you ask Jesus in your heart today?
My dear friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. Instead, you will be awake and blessed and ready. So as I always say, get it right and get yourself ready. Please tune in at 9 p.m. Eastern this coming Saturday night for a fresh new program on frequency 4840, 9 p.m. Eastern. You calculate your time. That's Saturday, 9 p.m., 4840. If you have an internet-connected computer, you are missing a lot that I had no time for tonight unless you are going with that computer to signsradio.com. That's www.signsradio.com. Look for the blue wiggling arrow. Click the News with Views link. It goes to my End Times news site, or you can re-listen right there on the Signs Radio site to tonight's program again and over 100 more.
Yeah, Brother Johnson, Northwestern Ohio. Kind of muddy there a couple places, but pretty loud and clear most of the time. I appreciate it. Maranatha.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you also. Maranatha. Do you have a pen and paper ready? I'm about to give you my virtual recorder number slow enough for you to write it down, or you can even dial it as I say it. Get ready to write or to dial. Here it comes. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6 3. If you get a busy signal, please keep hitting redial. I can only afford one line, and I really would like to hear from you. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thank you so much, my friends, for tuning in to Signs Radio and being on the program with me tonight. I sure do appreciate it. And I also appreciate every one of you who send your love gifts to help keep this program on the air. You will be blessed. Praise God. Amen.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Signs listeners are the very best, and because they listen to this program, they know the truth that will set them free. Glory to God. Be awesomely blessed. Good night, Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.